Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor those heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. On this day, there's two. I'm going to start off with Policeman William Tillman Page, Philadelphia Police Department. On this day in 1929, was shot and killed in a gun battle with four robbery suspects in 24th and Delancey Streets. He was a nine-year veteran of the police department. He was survived by his wife and four children. Night watchman Samuel H. Ferguson, Pittsburgh Night Watch in Pennsylvania, 1853, was stabbed to death in Butler County, Pennsylvania, while he and another officer attempted to serve a warrant on a subject wanted for stealing gas by tapping into a gas line. The officers went to the man's home in Clearfield Township, present-day Jefferson Township, on Freeport Road to serve the warrant, but they were told by his wife that he was not home. Upon searching the home, they located the subject, told him he was under arrest. He initially refused to be taken, but then agreed and asked if he changed his shirt. The officers followed him to another room where he suddenly grabbed a Bowie knife and a revolver and attacked the officers, stabbing both of them several times. Night watchman Ferguson collapsed and died as the officers retreated to safety. The subject fled the scene but was later arrested in Buffalo, New York, and charged with murder. His wife was also arrested and charged with assisting her husband. Were found guilty of murder, and his wife was acquitted during the trial. Shortly after the trial, he managed to escape Butler County Jail by sawing away at the bars of the window. Led to an old jail yard, the subject, along with his wife, who disappeared shortly afterward, were never seen again. Night watchman Ferguson had served with the Pittsburgh Night Watch for 2.5 years, was survived by his wife and 14 children. Again, this was 1853. That's a hell of a story. And those are our two from Pennsylvania on this day.